Wild horses couldn't keep moviegoers from the theaters on this, the Memorial Day opening of Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. But I'll bet a lot of people come away grumbling. How can the film possibly satisfy nearly 20 years of salivating fan expectations? Well, the answer is that it can't. And I'm a little worried about the film's long-term prospects. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure it'll make $300 million, but how will it be thought of? Audiences have been primed by the first three films in the series to expect breakneck action sequences and knife-to-the-throat suspense. But the first two action scenes in Crystal Skull, a shootout in a warehouse and a motorcycle chase, are so limp and lax, you might find yourself waiting for the movie to start. Only a much later sequence involving amphibious vehicles has a touch of that old kinetic magic. Partly, this is due to the fact that the other films contained dazzling, dangerous, real stunt work. In the backs of our minds, we know that in this age of computer graphics, the stunts in Crystal Skull were enacted in a warehouse painted green, where if you fall, you'll land on foam, not stone. And Harrison Ford's stunt double, so much more lithe than the 65-year-old actor, has had his face digitally shadowed. And that feels like a cheat. But what if I asked you to change your expectations a bit? The film's director, Steven Spielberg, is not off his game. He's just changed the way the game is played. An older, wiser, crustier, grouchier, seen-it-all-and-then-some indie requires a different kind of movie. There's some melancholy here, the suggestion that Indy has made some wrong choices in his life and is living with regret. There's one image in particular that's almost haunted. Indy stands on a cliff in silhouette as a mushroom cloud billows on the horizon. A nuclear bomb has gone off. This could have been played for a laugh, but there's something strangely compelling about it. The image would look great in a frame hanging on the wall of the Smithsonian. A large part of the change in tone is due to Janusz Kaminski, Spielberg's regular director of photography ever since Schindler's List. By way of example, illustrating how the look of Spielberg's films have changed, compare the first and the second Jurassic Park films. The first is a thrill machine, Jaws Redux, filled with bright colors and sharp lines that leave nothing to the imagination. The second film, shot by Kaminski, is so much darker it's almost jarring. The jungle becomes a truly mysterious and dangerous place where your imagination can get the better of you. And that's true of Crystal Skull as well. The ruins in the film are actually scary. A little artificial town at Ground Zero, peopled by mannequins, can get under your skin. Not what you expected from an Indiana Jones movie? Well, that's a good thing. Remember how hated Temple of Doom was back in its day. It was dark and strange and so much more interesting than The Last Crusade, basically a retread of Raiders. Temple of Doom has been vindicated by time, and so too will be the Crystal Skull. And what of the story, finally settled on after years of wrangling between George Lucas, Steven Spielberg, and Harrison Ford? Well, it takes place in a 1950s played for menace. Godless Russians are in for godless Nazis, headed by Cate Blanchett as Irina Spalko, with more than a hint of the dominatrix about her. The MacGuffin has changed from quasi-religiosity to little green men. You might not like this story, but you have to hand it to them. The film's makers have really tickled themselves pink. Their enthusiasm is infectious, and seeing Dr. Jones put on the fedora again feels like a surprise and most welcome gift. Just keep an eye on those expectations. Reviewing movies for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.